cans that huddle in a pool of misty light need some old discarded lino hiding from the night. They found him there and thought him dead, yet the old man lived. Though drifting into fantasy, he still had much to give. Come on, pup, is this your gear? The young policeman said. I think you'd better come with us, we'll set you with a bed. A hapless form they helped him up, bent with age and cold, of scrounging out of garbage cans these lonely years have told. Take me up to Central Sun, a man will get a fee. Or the trucker's crook they hand you out round at Regent Street. He waved a stern old finger, oh Lord Harry, don't I know. But I've always found you blokes to be a decent lot of coves. He said his name was Harry, and he spoke of where he'd shore. He said he'd known old Bumper back before the war. Within the remnants of his clothing trod this failing bag of bones. Harry bowed and derelict, dying here alone. Oh, they saw the rats so fat and slow, and the night belonged to them. They share with him the pittance from those grimy garbage cans. And a lonely wind within this place comes swirling through these lanes, haunting every dingy corner through the gloom and the drifting rain. Half dozing through his wretched nights, his weary mind is dazed. But he dreams of things that might have been when there were better days. Yes, he dreams about the big sheds along the Bidgee and down the Hay, or of wilder times at Lightning Ridge, and he wished that he had stayed. With cattle, dogs and pack horse, he thought that it was fun, pushing down the Darling through the flood in 21, shifting mobs of cattle to keep himself in work. Why, he fought a bloke for sixpence at the trucking yards at Burke. In pubs at night and always drunk, a lonely man goes bad. He couldn't count the fights he'd fought or the feats he'd never had. Always broke and down and out, oh, the time had gone so quick. And the city streets were soon the home of one more derelict. Perhaps the doctor in this ward doesn't really care, but it doesn't matter anyway, as long as he is there. By some ironic twist of fate, tonight he's not alone, and I somehow chance to see this place as Harry's final home.